Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Philip Hoppe. The New Testament reading for today is from John 4, 27 to 45. Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest'? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, 'One sows and yet another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we ourselves have heard, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At long last, Leo found his lost dog, Daisy, curled up beneath his childhood fort back in the woods. She was a bit skinnier than he remembered, but her tail was still pulsing back and forth in pure joy. Hours slipped away in a flurry of belly rubs and happy yips in return. The sandwich Leo had packed in his jacket pocket, well, it was a forgotten detail in the overwhelming delight of this reunion. Until his stomach rumbled, he forgot about it altogether. Forgetting about it was a small reminder that there are other kinds of sustenance in this world. That's what Jesus made clear also to the disciples when they came back to him. They had gone off to get a bite to eat. They came back to find Jesus talking to a woman right there in public, which certainly was uncommon for a rabbi to do. But rather than prying into that odd occurrence, instead they simply wanted to make sure that Jesus had eaten. They offered him food, and yet he refused. He said he had eaten a different food already. They wondered if someone had brought him food, but it really wasn't normal food that he spoke about at all. However, he did speak about a thing that had made him forget about food for a time, that thing that brought him great satisfaction. What was that? Well, he rejoiced that he had sown the seed of the word in the life of this Samaritan woman, and the harvest had sprung forth quite quickly. She went out almost immediately after speaking with Jesus and spoke about him. Others listened to her, then asked to hear him. And as they heard, they believed. A normal harvest in the world requires some waiting. But this was a rather sudden harvest. So quickly the seed had brought forth a harvest. What a powerful seed! And more amazingly, this harvest had happened among the Samaritans. Not in his hometown had he seen such a thing, not in Jerusalem among the Jews, but here among the Samaritans, and soon among the Gentiles in Galilee. We do not ever know how quickly the harvest will come after the seed of the Word of God is planted. It is unlike wheat or soybean or corn in that way. Many times there will be significant time that passes from the sowing to the harvest, but not always. Sometimes the harvest will come rather quickly. This seed is a very good seed indeed. And even more surprising to us at times than the speed of the harvest may be the location of the harvest. Jesus knew that his familiarity in his hometown would actually be an impediment to such harvest, but he rejoiced to see such quick growth among the Samaritans and Gentiles. That is why in the parable of the sower, which Jesus told, he encouraged somewhat reckless sowing of this seed of the Word of God, sort of throwing it everywhere and not just where growth might be expected. So here's the question. Does the harvest observed in our text today make an impact upon you today? Will you encourage and support your church in its efforts to plant the seed of God everywhere? Will you personally try to plant this seed in the fields you already pass through on a daily basis? Such questions are good questions, but of course they also can bring guilt to the surface as well. We all fail at times as the church and as individuals to sow the seed. We question in our hearts whether there will be any harvest at all from doing so, let alone an abundant and speedy harvest. We hold the seed when indeed we should let it simply fly out of our hand and into the ground. For such sin, Lord, forgive us. Let the harvest of forgiveness and life that was brought forth when your Son was planted in the tomb after his death be our possession forever. To such prayers, the Father always says yes. The harvest comes to us quickly, forgiving us and making us new. And any time that harvest arises again in your life, you might just forget about the need for food for a while also. You will have eaten of a different kind of food. You might be so excited that you have found the life that you lost, that sandwich in your pocket, so to speak, might just remain there as well. Jesus was this excited when he saw the harvest before him. May we be also. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, help us ever to seek you and to seek others for you, that your harvest may be full and that we may join those from every tribe and nation at the heavenly feast, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.